IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Habib and Sayyid Mohsen. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Habib Zata, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
So I want to discuss an important topic for today's discussion, a really interesting one. Thanks, Brother Mahmoud, the producer of this program, for selecting such a topic. Islam and human rights, clash or compatibility, and how does the religion of Islam look at human rights? Okay, Brother Habib, let's start with you. What about the religion of Islam and human rights?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The first thing I want to start off by is putting in a base.
Yes.
For communication's sake, for understanding what we want to reach. If you have two farms, two people, one of them, let's say that there's this farm, and there are two people. One of them is the owner, the other is not an owner.
Mm-hmm.
If the person that does not own that farm comes and, let's say, removes the door, removes the windows, let's say changes the color of the farm, people will see this person as doing something wrong. They will see this action as something ungood, not good, evil in some states. What are you doing? This is not yours, right? As if a person that owned it, removed the doors, removed the windows, painted it a different color, they would say this is his. He's changing it for some reasons, right? Who knows what? It doesn't matter. So what is the difference between the two? Why do the people see that the first person is doing something bad and the second person is doing something good? It is because that the first person is not the owner and the second person is the owner.
Okay.
In Islamic teachings, the primary belief is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns us. He is the creator. He is the person that gave us the right to own things in these things that he created.
Okay.
Everything is his property,
yes.
But they are given to us from authority. From his authority, there's a difference between, there's a debate, a scholar debate.
Yes.
Sayyid al-Imam has this in Al-Makasib.
Yes.
It's researched over there. And you know, details about this. But
Is by authority or by ownership?
By ownership.
Yes. Okay.
And these kind of details.
Yes.
At the end of the day, what I want to reach is that this is a right and this is not a right? Who's the one that gives it? The person that owns. The person that that has authority over the thing,
mm-hmm,
is the one that gives it its right and says this is its right and this is not its right.
Okay.
So we as human beings do not have this
authority,
yes, to say this is a right and this is not a right.
Okay.
Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gives the right.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we must return to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given as rights,
mm-hmm,
on the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and spreading to the Imma alayhum as-salam. What did they say the rights? One great, let's say, decree given by the Imam alayhum as-salam, which is pretty much put together in Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, Rasalatul Huquq.
Yes.
Imam Zain al-Abidin, yes, alayhi salam. Yes. Even before him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, with the revelations of the Quran,
okay,
with the manner that he used to treat people, detailed actions. I'm talking about Haqqul Marra.
Yes.
You know what the meaning of Haqqul Marra? For example, there's this berry tree next to our house,
yes,
same alley.
Okay.
We're neighbors.
Okay.
Right? And you know, people walk by and they could take the berries. It's their right.
Yes.
Right? That's a right for the people of the
community. But not by cracking or cutting them out.
Yeah. Without breaking the tree, of course.
Especially in the springtime nowadays. Okay.
So these are rights that have been available since the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Islam, altogether, religion altogether, because you know,
yes,
in Medina and the light Islam, altogether, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given rights to human beings. But these rights differ from generation to generation, finishing off at the generation of the Prophet,
yes,
sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi.
Okay.
So these are the rights that we're giving to human beings are available, mm-hmm, in the Quran and in the Sunnah. Other than that, it's human created.
That's right.
And human beings do not think like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Prophet think.
Yes.
Rather, they think with their desires. They think out of, you know, practical manners.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about general laws. Usually because they feel like they see this killing of a person in capital punishment as something as ugly. That's against the rights of human beings to kill someone for stealing or to kill someone for doing, mm-hmm, adultery, for example. That's out of your desires. That's out of your view. That's not coming from a view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
And in the final word, Islam always looks at for the benefits of this world and the hereafter, not only in this life as well. So that's something to keep in mind.
That's all right. But Sayyid Mohsen, some Muslims, according to their own personal or sectarian interpretations, define human rights in their own viewpoints. And then they find this chance, or it's better to say mischance, in order to pose it on the lives of the others. And we can't say violate human rights in general by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by the name of Islam. I think this is the wrong side of the pole too, isn't it? I mean, Islam. I mean, on the extremist point of view.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, when we look at the Islamic perspective, obviously everything is clear in the Quran and in the narrations. But on the other hand, we see that even in the, if we regardless being a Muslim or non-Muslim, we see that there are many people who, you know, use these rules for their own sake, for their personal desires. And they say, like, because this is in the law, or it's in the, you know, it's been described in the rights or human rights.
Yes.
So we have this in everywhere in the world. You know, why today the Zionist regime is occupying the Palestine?
Yes.
They say it's their right. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, people are saying, like, this is occupation.
Okay.
On the other hand, you know, you see that people, like, the rights of the blacks are not being seen in the, you know, in the U.S.
Yes.
And they were, you know, the racism is there.
Yes.
So we see that, but they never put the name of religion on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never do it. For example, if a white person goes into the university, which has happened many times in U.S.,
yes,
killing many students.
Yes, mass shooting.
Mass shooting.
Yes.
They never said that a Christian or Jew or someone like that has done mass shooting.
Okay.
Whereas if he had the religion of Islam, then they would have said, like, the Muslim has done it.
Okay.
So this is racism. We can see, like, this is clear.
Of course, we condemn such actions by the Muslims, so-called Muslims,
yes,
too, in the Western world.
I'm just giving an example that, you know, when you put the name of Islam, that there are some people in Islam or Muslims who does this, this is wrong.
Okay.
You know, this kind of question, because this mentality has been injected through the through the evil and the false media. And then today we are discussing the same thing. We need to look at this neutrally.
Okay.
There are laws. Some people misuse the laws, misuse the, you know, things that are being said.
When we talk about the human rights, we have to give a definition how Islam defines human beings. Because nowadays in the world, we have so many human rights movement. But this human
Quran,
rights in the modern world, I think, is very much different from...
In the Quran, we have this clearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything which is in the earth and the heavens, it is all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
So the first thing is that we are here, our existence is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
As brother has given a good example of the farms.
Okay.
The second thing is, who has the right of making rights or the rules about these people?
Yes.
Who will give these rights? This is the one who has created them.
Yes.
Okay. The third thing is, what is the execution guarantee?
Mm-hmm.
Because the human rights that we talk in the modern society, it was developed after the World War II.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It wasn't before that.
Okay.
Even if before that we see it in Christianity and Judaism, which were also religion, Abrahamic religions.
Yes.
And Islam is the final Abrahamic religion, the final version of all the religions. So we see that in the text of the religion, that the religion was paying attention. This was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through his books and his prophets, he has paid attention to the rights of the humans. Whereas the human rights that we're talking about, it's after the World War II.
That's right.
That's the first thing. The second thing is, the third thing which I was talking about, was the execution guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who will execute? What is the guarantee that the law that you have made? You know, today the humans have made a right, a law, a rule that whenever it's a red light, the traffic light, you should not pass it.
Okay.
But there are many people who pass it.
Yes.
When they see there is no camera, when they see there is no, you know, police.
Police, that's right.
When they see, like, they can do it, sometimes they do it for fun.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah. So they do not follow the rules that are being set.
Yes.
So there is no guarantee of this. Whereas in the Islamic perspective, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these rights, and he is the executor.
Yes.
We can see that on the day of judgment, we are answerable to our actions. And on top of that, the fourth thing is, in Islam, everything is connected to each other. For example, you know, we do not see praying, salat, or namaz, separate from the human rights. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar.
Yes.
certainly the prayer that you offer, mm-hmm. it stops you from the indecency.
Yes.
What is indecency? It is, you know,
very
not
much
taking
connected
the,
to the society,
yeah,
yes.
to the society, yes. or you know, overruling the rights of the
That's
others.
Right. Okay.
So when prayer is connected, so in Islam, when Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has said mm-hmm. a religion, it is a complete set of life mm-hmm. in which there is the rights of the human beings,
That's right.
rights of the planet in which we are living, mm-hmm. rights of the animals,
yes.
you know, nature. Everything is there. So because we have left this,
yes.
now we are facing the problems.
That's
People
right.
do not see the guarantee of execution. You know, there is no guarantee in the life,
yes.
in the general, like the modern yes. life, yes. the yes. human rights that we are talking yes. about. On top of that, Islam talks about the ethical things as well.
That's right.
You know, there is an ethical aspect of taking care of each other. We have rights of the neighbors.
Yes.
In the general life, modern life, in the human rights, you will not see the rights of the for example, like the neighbors, yes. to reach up to 40 houses,
yes.
you know, from both sides, front and back. So, you know, the rights
All of them indicated in Rasalat al-Huquq by Imam yes. Sajjad.
The rights
of the parents, yes. father, mother, you know, neighbors, pupils, teachers,
even
animals.
Even if you know that if someone is, you know, you're taking, for example, you have done the shopping.
Yes.
And you see someone is looking at your shopping
mm-hmm.
and he desires for that thing.
Oh.
You know, there is also an ethical point. That's the right. You're overruling the right. That's why they say,
okay.
like, hide what you know, take okay. or you buy, for example.
Or maybe
like,
the child is looking at you, you know, for example, ice yeah. cream buying. Okay.
So you have
There's
to
There's a right in you.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Because you're hurting the person. You know,
yes.
the
feelings.
What is the right? Basically, do not hurt the feelings of the others.
Others, that's right.
This is the general definition of rights, you know, what they do
not
in
always,
the modern life.
Not always. Sorry, I have to...
No,
I'm
talking about the general idea.
Even generally. I think the meaning of حقوق is al-adl, or justice. And justice is placing everything where it's supposed to be. So, for example, if that person was a believer,
mm-hmm.
and the believer is his righteous place given by Allah Subhanahu wa Taala
okay.
is to be happy, for example,
yes.
to not hurt him. So that al-adlu or justice for his sake is to not hurt him in this meaning. In this meaning, yes,
yes.
I do accept. But
okay.
sometimes, you know, justice does hurt other people. For example, and I can say myself,
yes.
if Zayd's brother
yes.
stole something,
yes.
they have to cut off his hand. Capital punishment.
Mm-hmm.
It's the rights of others. Zayd is not going to be happy. His brother is going to be
okay.
is going to lose his arm. So at the end of the day...
But it's still...
His fingers. Yeah.
Fingers. But Habib, still I think when we talk about human rights in Islam, we are talking about the human in the... something very much metaphysical, isn't it? I mean, we are talking about the best creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, a person whose talents, powers are, we can't say, limitless. The person,
when you say, first of all, when you say the best creature on earth,
but
you mean to say is that they have the capability of being the best creature.
No,
on earth.
I mean, when we are nowadays, when we talk about human rights in Islam, from both the Western world and the Eastern part of the world, in order as a reaction or as an answer to the doubts, we are very much talking about the capital punishment, women's rights, or something like that, which are defined by modernity.
Yes.
But when we are talking about human rights in general, as the best creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now the game is changed and the rulings are changed.
That's what
it?
I said at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
I said that we have to look at this as this aspect, as looking as the rights and rules and regulations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places are not only for this life,
mm-hmm.
but these rules and regulations also has an eyesight to the
mm-hmm.
afterlife.
Okay.
It's also considering the afterlife as well.
Okay. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen.
Welcome.
Brother Habib, for your presence in the program. Viewpoints, that's all we have time for today's discussion. Okay, and thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Call of Islam page, also YouTube, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you. Fi amanallah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you to doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone.